Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Sam Rosen and the Great Bears quarterback Jim Miller here in Bourbonnais watching the Bears get ready for their first preseason game on Thursday night. Jim, what are your early impressions about the Bears?
Well, here's what I'll say. This is a veteran coaching staff with an experienced coach with a lot of credentials. You know, John Fox has taken two teams to a Super Bowl, and he's looking to do that again. Not all the pieces to the puzzle are here. They're trying to sort it out, yeah. Sam, and what they have. But I will say this. You've got Pro Bowlers on offense, and you got a quarterback that can light up a defense for 300 yards at a moment's notice. The focus is on running the football, but there's a lot of variables and working parts that they're trying to piece this puzzle together here in Chicago.
Maybe the biggest thing is that the players have to learn a new offense on one side of the ball, new defense on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Monsters of the Midway, they're going to a 3-4. That's never happened for the Chicago Bears. So Vic Fangio, again, comes with a lot of credentials as a defensive coordinator. Look at his history in first years, he's basically, his defenses have only allowed a little over 20 points a game. If he can have that same impact here for the Chicago Bears, maybe this team has a chance and will surprise in 2015.
Offensively, as always, it revolves around the quarterback, Jay Cutler. All eyes on him. This is a new coaching staff. For him, he's had a lot of offensive coordinators in his career here with the Chicago Bears. But this coaching staff with Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator, seems to be real positive and trying to eliminate the mistakes that he's made in the past.
There's no doubt. I mean, a lot of times, one, let's just talk about Adam Gase. He's a very intense coach, and he's coaching, you know, he just got done coaching a five-time NFL MVP in Peyton Manning out there in Denver. And it always sounds like lip service that, hey, we're going to run the football and we're going to make a commitment to running the football. I actually believe Adam Gase. I think he is going to be committed to running the football because last year the Bears were only 37% on early downs running the football. That's not enough to be committed to have a balanced attack, and it does sound like Adam Gase does want to do that to give Jay Cutler the help he's needed over the past few seasons.
And running back could be one of the most competitive positions on this Bears team in training camp. Not with number one. That's Matt Forte. He's clearly number one. But your guy, Jeremy Langford's here from Michigan State, a fourth-round draft pick. Kadeem Carey is a holdover from last year. They brought in Daniel Thomas from Miami. So there's a lot of competition. Jaquizz Rodgers, a free agent from Atlanta. A lot of competition at running back.
There's no doubt. And I think that's where your special teams contributions really play a difference in you making the roster. Jeremy Langford has done that at Michigan State. And you mentioned the other guys. Whether it's in the return game from Rodgers. Danny Thomas is a banger from Miami. Had a pretty good goal line period out here at Bourbonnais, Illinois, and Bears camp. So they all provide it, but over the years and what we know through history, Matt Forte has stayed healthy and he's really carried the load. It's really, can those guys step in if they do need him at a moment's notice?
First preseason game is at Soldier Field on Thursday night, August 13th, against the Miami Dolphins. What can we look for in that game?
I think vanilla. I think a lot of these coaches just want to throw guys in to see how they react in a new system, how they're going to play, and then they'll still try to sort it out and how they can game plan certain things as the regular season approaches. So vanilla, but throw guys in. Put them in precarious situations to see how they react overall.
Check us out. Luke Kanellis will be working the sideline. We'll be in the broadcast booth. Bears and Dolphins, the first preseason game at Soldier Field.